I've got something to share with pastors, but for the rest of you, I hope that you'll listen in.
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you why I would like the rest of the saints to listen in. And that's because the Bible frequently tells us to pray for those that are in leadership positions in the church. And I think that sometimes, if you're like me, you might wonder, what exactly am I going to be praying for? So I want to help you out. I'm going to speak to pastors, but if you love your pastor, I'd like you to stay tuned in so that you know what I'm challenging pastors with, and then that is going to help you learn how to pray. So pastors, check this out. I'm looking at the opening words that Paul is writing to his friend Titus, and he makes this introduction about himself. He calls himself a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, a servant and an apostle. If you go back and look through all of the other letters that Paul wrote, it's going to be very infrequently that you are going to see this combination of those two words, servant and apostle. In fact, throughout the entire New Testament, you don't see it very frequently. It shows up in the opening words of the book of Romans. Paul says that he is a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. And then Peter, in 2 Peter 1:1, he calls himself a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, why are those words so important? Think about them, because if we kind of apply modern definitions to it, we tend to think of the apostle as being somebody way up here and the servant being somebody down here, right? So even if you think of it that way, Paul and Peter both are saying, okay, I'm called to be this and I'm called to be this. But what they're really calling us to is to look at it like this. The servant should be more important to us, should be more at the forefront of our mind than the calling to that leadership position of apostle. Those two really need to be tethered together, because when it comes right down to it, the definition of a servant leader, a shepherd leader in a church would really go something like this. I serve God who called me to this leadership position so that I can serve people by calling them also to serve God. Okay, so I'm in a leadership position because God placed me here, but I'm ultimately serving God by how? By serving his people so that I can call those people to a place where they too can serve God. Now, how does Paul do this? Remember, I started off at the beginning saying these are the opening words to his friend Titus, who is a pastor. And Titus is one of these collection of books where Paul is writing personal correspondence to young pastors, to his proteges, and he's giving them some advice, some counsel. And so right on the heels of this, Paul goes on to elaborate what the role of preaching is for Titus. So he starts off in verse 1, remember, calling himself a servant and an apostle. In verse number 3, he now says that he is entrusted by the command of God, our Savior, to preach. So in light of this, what he's really saying is God has empowered me to preach. But if I'm serving people, then that must mean that preaching is serving. And I think that that's an important thing for us as pastors to keep in mind, and friends, those of you who are praying for your pastors, we need to remember that our preaching is serving. Our preaching is not primarily to get up there and make a proclamation and try to get people to applaud us and say, wow, you're an incredible wordsmith. Boy, you opened up the scriptures for us. That's not the primary focus. Now, you may hear those things, but that's fine. But our primary focus, in light of this definition of what godly servant leadership really looks like, we're going to use our preaching. Listen to those words again. Paul says, I was entrusted by the command of God, our Savior, to preach to people. This preaching really has to be the idea of being serving people. In fact, Dr. Henry Haley offers this commentary there. He says, Paul places the emphasis on the message, not the messenger. Christ is the center of our faith, and not any one pastor. So our servants, as servants, we're there to deliver the master's message. Servants are there to make the master look good. Servants are there not to have other people say to them, wow, you did a really good job delivering that message, but to say, wow, you did a really good job making your master look good. So, Pastor, this is how we serve people. We serve people by helping them serve God. And our preaching is going to be that act of service. We need to keep that in the forefront of our mind. And you friends that love your pastors and are going to pray for your pastors, pray for us that we would always keep in the forefront of our mind that our preaching is really our serving.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.